mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you remember the name Aaron Ralston? In 2003, Aaron Ralston, an avid mountain climber, got his hand caught in a dislodged boulder in Utah and was trapped for over 5 days before he finally broke his own arm bones and amputated his wrist above the hand with, or, you know, amputated about the wrist with his pocket knife. Now, you might be grimacing just thinking about it, but as I was listening to his interview with Tom Brokaw, he said something surprising, to me anyway. He said that when he had finished his amputation, it was the greatest moment of his life. He was ecstatic, euphoric. He said, "I'll never have that feeling again in my life," as wonderful as he did when he was freed. In our gospel lesson, Jesus says, "If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. Or if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell." Aaron teaches us some sacrifices are worth making. Imagine that situation that Aaron was in. It's gruesome to consider doing what he did. But for Aaron, that was absolutely the right choice. And he had zero regrets about what he did. Maybe he regretted getting into that situation, but he had no regrets about making that decision. In fact, he continues to refer to that day not as the day he lost his arm, but as the day he gained his life back. Well, following Jesus sometimes means sacrificing some of our very favorite sins. However, what we gain is in Christ is so much more than what we leave behind. After all, sin leads to death, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Jesus encourages us today to sacrifice sin in exchange for the life that he has already won for us. Sacrificing something to gain something better is common practice. We do it all the time. To be on a sports team, for instance, you have to make sacrifices of time and energy. You give up your free time so that you do, because you, what you value your sport or getting better. If you want to do well at work, you can't always have fun or goof off. You have to put the axe to the grindstone. If you want to be a good parent or a good grandparent, sometimes you have to sacrifice some of your own wants and desires in order to care for your kids or grandkids. Sacrifice is necessary in every other area of life, and following Jesus is certainly no exception. Of course, when you choose to sacrifice something, you do so because you believe that what you gain is better than what you are giving up in exchange for it. Or it may be in the case of being a Christian, you believe God when he promises you that what you will gain is better than what you are currently giving up. For instance, you sacrifice for children or grandchildren because to you they are absolutely worth it. Well, Jesus wants us to take a look at our life and figure out what is worth it to us. What do we care about? The pleasure and pull of our sin? Or do we look to what we gain in Christ when we abandon our sin? If we listen to Jesus today, he's forcing us to be honest with ourselves. What's more important to you? Your money or what Jesus promises? Sex, or what Jesus promises. Pleasing people, or pleasing God. If you were ever in a situation like Aaron Ralston, which would you choose? Your hand, or life? Life, or death? Because the reality is that we're warned about is that sin, left unchecked, always leads to death. Meanwhile, following Jesus means losing something, something precious to us by allowing God to chip and cut away at our sins. Our situation is, in reality, a lot like Aaron's. One thing that I distinctly remember from my confirmation class is my pastor saying repeatedly, sin always separates. It moves us further from God. It also moves us further from one another. Well, Jesus encourages us, and the Holy Spirit enables us to deny ourselves and to choose life over comfort. Certainly isn't the easy choice. It's not one we would probably make on our own without God's help. But with his help, he encourages us to follow the way of Christ and the way of repentance. Now, we should be clear, no choice, no sacrifice of ours could ever earn our salvation. Even the most conscientious, the best person on the face of the earth could never earn their own salvation. The good news in Jesus is that we don't have to. For far greater than any sacrifice that we could ever make is a sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Even Aaron's sacrifice pales in comparison with Jesus's, because Jesus didn't sacrifice a hand or a foot or an eye. Instead, Jesus sacrificed his whole life. Jesus was faced with a choice, not between a hand and life, but between his life and your life. And Jesus chose death for himself because he wanted life for you. Nevertheless, Jesus still encourages us to take sin seriously, not to just write it off or say it's no big deal. And he does want us to sacrifice our sin so that we don't get in God's way of giving us life by instead choosing our way. In Christ, we can do absolutely nothing to gain our salvation. It's 100% a free gift of what Jesus has done for us. But the problem with any and every sin is that given enough time, as James tells us, we read a couple weeks ago, it leads to the same place. Whatever your sin of choice is, it's a tributary that leads to the river of death. You follow it long enough, you give your life over to it, and it will carry you to the grave. I don't care if it's pride or sexual sin or substance abuse or the allure of money or material things. It always leads away from Jesus, who is our only hope of life. That's why Christians who are, you and me, who are entirely saved by God's grace, still must take sin seriously. Because Jesus goes in one direction, and sin pulls us in the exact opposite direction. You can't be committed to sin and to Jesus at the same time. Sin and Jesus pull us in opposite directions. But, surprisingly perhaps, the answer to sin is not simply to stop sinning. If you ever tried that, you know that we fall short. But the answer to sin starts not with us doing a better job, but with us repenting. Try as hard as we might, none of us can beat sin on our own without God's help. The solution to sin is repentance and asking for God's help. The true cause of our sin is not in our hands or our feet or our eyes. The true cause of our sin is in our hearts and minds as well. Simply cutting off a few body parts, which I'm certainly not telling us to do, is not going to fix the problem. Any surgery that would have any chance or hope of doing the job would have to replace everything, our whole sin-corrupted body. And that's exactly one reason why Jesus died and rose. It's what God will do in the resurrection. He'll fix not just a little bit of us, but the whole thing. From the inside out, he'll remake our bodies so that the body of sin will be done away with and will be given a resurrected body. That's our great hope in Christ. It's God's job to save us, but God does still give us jobs here on this world, and one of our jobs is to keep our focus on Jesus and to fight sin with the power of the Holy Spirit until Jesus fixes us forever. We can't win our salvation in this battle with sin, but we also can't give up. There's a big difference between trying and failing, as all Christians do, and failing to even try. We fight sin, not because we can beat it on our own, but because it is Jesus's and our mortal enemy. It goes against everything that Jesus stands for and what we are striving as followers of Christ for. We fight sin because it hurts and harms and kills. And it turns out that Jesus is, in the gospel lesson, if you want some practical advice for doing that, Jesus' focus on hands and feet and eyes is pretty practical. I mean, think about it. Feet first. Instead of letting our feet take us to places where temptation abounds, we march those little puppies somewhere else. Hands. Instead of letting our hands be occupied with doing evil things, we try to keep them busy doing positive things, helping our neighbors, serving our community, caring for our families. And lastly, eyes. As the old saying goes, garbage in, garbage out. If you put garbage in, garbage is likely to come out. What we choose to watch affects us. And we have the power, it turns out, to turn the TV off or turn the internet off. No one's forcing us to watch any particular channel or spend hours on the internet or play video games. We have remote controls that we can use to change the channel or turn it off entirely. In this life, we always will be struggling with sin. That's why we need our Savior. That's why we repent, and we need God's grace and promise of forgiveness regularly, just like we need to be committed to repenting regularly. And while we sometimes have to make small sacrifices, God has made the far greater sacrifice in the cross of Christ. A person, remember, sacrifices something because they hope to gain something far greater in exchange. What a mercy that Jesus considered you and I to be the gain worthy of sacrificing his life. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue by collecting